Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right, let's talk about a very red state, Alabama, where a Democrat, Marilyn Lanz, has won a state house election in a, I mean, it is so rare, and this woman campaigned heavily on abortion and IVF protections. How significant is this win, Ron?
I think the Democrats have been very smart by getting ballot initiatives in key swing states for this election in 2024 on this issue. And I think that that's going to be hugely beneficial when a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily show up to vote for Joe Biden are going to show up to vote for a ballot initiative that protects reproductive rights.
You heard Alabama.
Alabama!
Alabama! By 25 points.
We won. Alabama!
A Democrat won by 20. And Ronna McDaniel lasted, what, half a Scaramucci?
Something like
that. A quarter
that.
Of a Scaramucci. We've got the power. I'm just saying, we've got the power, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. We the people. Yep. Look what we did. Bye-bye, Ronna.
Stephanie Miller.
I've got the power!
Alabama!
Yeah.
Alabama by 25 points. All right. Feeling my oats this morning. Okay. And also, there's a shut the up order on Donnie already for threatening the judge's daughter. Oh, my God. So it turns out she works for a law firm that also represents Adam Schiff. So you can see how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Shifty Schiff.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Well, he's got a thin
neck. Watermelon head.
Senatorship. He's got a very thin neck.
No, he does not. I've spent a lot of time with him.
Watermelon
his
head.
His neck is of normal size, and so is his head. Confirmed for him to his face many times.
Yes.
I've complimented his very non-watermelon.
He's got a sense of humor.
I think he loves the nicknames, though.
He does.
He has a good sense of humor. Yeah.
He does.
Speaking of, oh, I'm wearing my How Did the World Get So Stupid t-shirt in honor of that was a Carlos L. Rocky saying. He joins us in hour three in honor of, yes, Chris, could you take your organ out for me? Just in case you thought you've woken up in an alternate timeline.
Or should I get out the cash register?
Yes. Yes. Donald Trump is selling $60 Bibles.
Yes.
During Donald Trump Bibles.
During Holy Week.
During Holy Week.
During Holy
Correct.
Week. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we need to make America pray
again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he is so very.
Did America stop praying?
Godly.
Religious.
Yes.
Oh, also a copy. Is there a copy of the Constitution?
The Bill of Rights.
And yes, he's neither read neither of those books. Can I get my Bible signed by both of the Corinthians, or just
how about
only the second Corinthian?
Really?
Yeah.
I can't.
Corinthians 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That was good.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. Yes.
And of course, he's partnering with that douchey country guy.
Whatever,
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard.
Very hard.
Very hard.
That's it. I just walked off camera just for effect. Okay. Dear God. Okay. I think I might be done. That's
okay. Well,
that's scene for America.
When are we going to start selling Bibles?
Yeah.
Okay.
There seems to be money in it.
There's money in that.
Maybe I woke up in an alternate timeline. Okay. Nope, that's happening. It's during a, what is it? What, I'm sorry, I'm not the holiest of holies. Is it this Sunday? When's Easter?
Easter is this Sunday.
Oh, it is. Yes. Okay, so it is Holy Week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Friday is Friday.
I've never understood why they call it Good Friday, since that's the when
what's good about
he died.
Yeah. What's good about that?
He died for your sins.
Okay.
Which is why one must sin. Otherwise, he died for nothing.
I went to the Stations of the Cross downtown with... my friend once, and there was a little tear at the, you know, crucifixion one, and I was like, don't worry, there's a plot twist in the next one. Shh, don't tell anyone. Spoiler alert. It's going to all be fine.
Stations of the Cross is a Catholic thing, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Okay.
Very Catholic.
Really Catholic.
Yes, we went to join Martin Sheen, who is down there, who does that
every
year.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
It's uber Catholic.
I have rosaries that Martin Sheen gave us.
Well, that's wonderful.
Sweet. Yeah, he's very...
I still have my rosary from my communion.
But the Catholic focus on the torture of it all is a little bit with me.
Yes. He walks the talk.
The walk. Martin Sheen. Walk the walk and you talk the
right,
talk.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
He was trying to stop the execution, this latest execution in Texas.
Good man.
And they contacted me to see if I could, if I knew a Kardashian to get, and I don't know any Kardashian.
I would think that.
At all.
He would be more likely to know Kardashian.
Yes, well, you would think. Kim Kardashian was also advocating publicly to stop the execution.
That,
so,
that was some
but I don't know why he thought I would have Kardashian's numbers. But I don't. I don't even know anyone Kardashian adjacent.
Don't they all like live in Malibu, Calabasas area?
A lot of people go through the little fart joke girl in the basement. I don't understand why. Right?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Oh,
I did.
Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, your mom.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite story ever. Carol Burnett.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to know if I could get her Lily Tomlin's number. And I was like, she doesn't have Lily Tomlin.
She doesn't. Well, she does now, but
you did.
That was the cutest exchange ever. Because then Lily's like, Carol. I'm like, I said, I don't think I need to ask Lily. I think it's okay.
Well, no, you always ask. That's why we ask.
Yes.
It's the right thing.
So I said, Lily, I said, are you familiar with Carol? Is it okay? And she's like, oh my God, I would die if Carol called me. I would die. It was for her birthday.
Yeah.
She wanted to wish
Call
Lily
her,
a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Weird amount of people go through me.
Comedy legends don't necessarily.
Way more successful.
Comedy legends don't necessarily have each other's numbers. At one point, they were all kind of competing, weren't they?
Weird. Yeah. Didn't Pelosi's office call us for somebody? I'm like, what? Nancy Pelosi? What? Okay. All right.
Well, Laughing competed against Carol Burnett's show, didn't it?
Yes, but Lily was on my mom's show.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
They were not on the same time. Just different networks.
I'm going to keep those. I think I kept those texts because they were so cute.
I'm sure I have them somewhere.
I would just die. Tell Carol, oh, I know what she said. Tell her to wait and call me next year so I can think of something to say. I'd just die if she called.
Okay. I didn't realize that other people that are as big spaz out over each other. It was just for super cute.
Yeah.
Like she was just fangirling. She was like, oh my God, Carol.
I was reading an article yesterday, I think at vulture.com, and it was Carol Burnett or Kristen Wiig interviewing Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
And like Kristen Wiig was just completely fangirling out.
Right.
During the entire interview.
Why wouldn't she?
It was actually really cute. And your mom
Well, that's my favorite story that when Jody was with Carol at the Emmys and Jennifer Aniston came.
No, it wasn't the Emmys. It was a different thing. But yes, it was.
I can't keep you. Was it on the Concord?
No, it was to raise money for Hillary Clinton's Senate run. All right.
So Jody was eating caviar with
No, I was not eating caviar with Ms. Aniston and or Mr. Pitt. Thank you very much.
Anyway,
so she came up to Carol. And so Carol said to Jody, oh my God, she knows who I am. I'm like, Jody's
she's
like,
a comedian.
Of course she knows who you are. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. I got waylaid.
Yeah.
I got waylaid.
That was fun.
This is what happens. I think unconsciously avoiding talking about Trump.
And Bibles?
God bless the USA Trump Bibles. Because
he didn't say the United States either.
You know whenever we think we've hit the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline in our history, it gets stupider.
Did you really expect him to not have Bibles for sale at some point?
On Holy Week? When he's needs to grift a whole bunch of money because he owes.
It's, I mean.
Right, when he's about to go on trial for the playing off the porn star.
Yeah.
While
I mean.
See why that's extra money? Because he's selling Bibles to pay off the legal fees for paying off the porn star.
You know.
Not to be confused with the previous rape.
Just rapes.
Jesus would do. What?
Nothing.
Yes. Okay, then.
Yeah, you know, you can get a Bible for free from any hotel room.
I know. That's the thing.
You don't need to
pay for it. You actually don't need to purchase
it. Could you ready George Takei, please?
Okay.
Who tweeted, if we can, this is where we should be feeling our oats this morning. If we can talk NBC out of making a big mistake with Ronna McDaniel, we can talk America out of making a much bigger mistake with Donald Trump. Everyone speak up and speak out. With one voice, we need to say, Donald.
You are a douchebag.
Thank you. Thank you, George. We can do it. We can do it. I'm going to be America's Bella Caroli. You can do it. You can do it, America. Just that voice is annoying enough. Just would do it, so I would stop doing that voice. Do it. You can do it.
And then America is Carrie Strug.
Okay. What? Why are all our references, are they possibly getting older?
Because we're getting older.
Yes. Joe from Jers, who we just added to Philadelphia Sexy Liberal on panel along with Glenn Kirshner. Very exciting.
Yep.
She tweets, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but if a candidate for the presidency is so deficient in self-restraint that it requires a judge's gag order to keep him from publicly threatening the lives of innocent people because he has the moderation of a rabid rat in a pizza place, it should be a pretty big, pretty effing disqualifying, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Right. John Cooper says Democrat Marilyn Lands, as we just talked about, just flipped a GOP House seat in Alabama by 25 points by campaigning on ending the state's near total abortion ban and protecting access to contraception and in vitro fertilization. Republicans have no idea what's coming in November.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, people keep thinking, that's not in this news cycle.
Yeah, chicks
women's
don't remember things.
Autonomy, that's crazy. Chicks, yeah. Any man in the world can tell you chicks remember everything. Everything. Till the end of time.
We're practically elephants.
That's why I don't date chicks.
Will we ever forget the day you called me the C word? I don't think so. Nuclear winter. Yet he's still here.
But to my credit.
I was being C wordy.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Huh? At least I'm fair that way.
If the word fits.
If the C shoe fits.
Uh huh.
Do I wear shoes? They're Uggs. They're not really.
No.
You know, if you're, you know, Uggs could be considered.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, a little bit.
Because they seem like things you would Karen in. I would like to see the manager.
They are Karen-y
shoes. I have been here in these yoga pants and Uggs for hours waiting. I'm here in my shoes. I'd love to see a manager. Okay, Dr. Jack Brown tweets, keep your theology out of women's biology.
Thank you.
That's cute.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Disgrace this whole, we started talking about it yesterday, this Supreme Court Mifepristone, the fact that it even got to the Supreme Court, and it was a little terrifying because it was so absurd. I'm like, oh my God, Mrs. Fisting aficionado, Mrs. Josh Hawley is the one. And you could tell a couple of the right-wing whack judges were like, winky winky, come back later.
That's
like,
what they want.
Yeah.
A better case. Like with Dobbs.
I mean, I'm telling you, if Donald Trump, oh God, gets in, holy crap. I mean, they were saying like all you need is a different head of the FDA, practically. And you could, by the way, it's like 11 billion times safer than Viagra.
Tylenol.
Thank you.
Tylenol.
Ronald tweets, does Trump realize this next trial is not a civil case and the judge whose family he keeps attacking will decide whether he stays out of jail pending appeal and what his sentence will be? And this isn't in Gorin. This judge is no nonsense. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's saying was overshadowed by him getting the break on the bond, is this next trial. And can I just say that made me happy because I totally forgot that it's a criminal trial. He could go to jail. Oh my God, that made me so happy. It's true. He will be a convicted felon by the time, I'm telling you, this election rolls around, and this judge is not playing. He's like April 15th. I don't think any of his last minute, you know, bolt is going to work in this case.
Hope not.
But anyway, super smart. Keep attacking the judge and his daughter. Sure. Speaking of happy clappy, Asen sent us a soundbite, right? Former Trump voter says he voted for Trump to vote against Hillary Clinton, says he doesn't recognize the party anymore and admits Hillary Clinton was right about Trump. She was right about everything. You can get your Hillary was right about everything. I will die mad about 2016 and How Did the World Get So Stupid t-shirts available now at StephanieMiller.com. No Bibles available.
Yet.
No.
Oh, yeah. Do we have it, this one?
We have it. Oh. 13 and 14.
Oh, I don't recognize the Republican Party anymore. You know, I'll be straight up. I voted for Trump in 2016. Yeah. I didn't know much about him other than he was not part of the Washington establishment. I really voted for him, not because I was interested in him, but more because it was a vote against Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. One last one. Yeah.
He is a narcissistic, maniacal, you know, totally self-absorbed person who is concerned only with getting revenge for the wrongs that he perceived have been done to him personally. And this has been part of his, at least from things I've read, you know, his personality makeup for a long time. And Hillary was right about everything she ultimately said, which is the irony for me in it, you know, because I didn't find anything particularly compelling back then. And now I look back on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, she hit every nail on the head.
Yes, she did.
Well,
his name is Trey. Welcome to the party, Trey. Welcome to the party, Trey. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to condemn him.
No.
No.
Welcome.
No, welcome in.
Welcome. Okay.